thank you for all coming out. So I'm going to talk to you today about organic amendments to turf grass systems and urban soils. The wastewater treatment facilities have now been working towards increasing their applicability to lands, so they created exceptional quality biosolids. These biosolids, now we can apply to more urban areas, just like a lawn system. EQ biosolids, just like biosolids themselves, have shown that increasing the supply of nutrients and organic matter can improve overall plant growth. The objectives of this study was that we had two irrigation regimes. We had a 0% and an 80% evapotranspiration. This was occurring more during the summer to create a more drought cycle. With this, we compared the physical and properties of the turf grass, and as well as the soil physical properties. The site preparation that we had was that we tilled an urban disturbed soil. This was a previous land that was graded for an airport. The clay soil is what our particle size analysis was, and that our chem properties that we had was a 5.1 pH with little organic matter, 0.3%, and the MELIC 1 PK, calcium, and magnesium is stated right there. The experimental design is a split plot RCBD with four reps. Our main plot was the two irrigation regimes, the 0 and 80% evapotranspiration. And we had five amendments, which was urea, 4600, dewatered biosolids called Bloom, and a biosolids sand sawdust applied at a nitrogen rate, as well as a P rate. The P rate was supplemented with urea to make up the nitrogen, and a biosolids compost called Spotsylvania. So these are the three products of the biosolids that we had and their analyses. I'd like to note that the inorganic N was mainly ammonium and with a little bit of nitrate in there, as well as the fraction available, plant available nitrogen was done through estimating of the mineralization coefficients as well as volatilization factors and greenhouse experiments. So our pre-2016 target rate for an establishment was 224 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And now that we're moving forward, this is an established turf grass system, we've reduced it to 171 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. The measurements that I'll be talking with you about is normalized difference vegetative index, which is NDVI, and it measures the overall greenness of the turf grass. Clipping yield biomass, which we used for estimating also carbon and nitrogen, and bulk density. So a note before going into the statistics, the NDVI had water and treatment interaction. So that's why in the right table we have the six different, I split it up into organics, inorganics. The organics was split, into a nitrogen rate and a P rate. And then we also compared it with the inorganic. And then the charts will all be on the irrigated treatments to reduce confusion, just to overall gain an aspect of what is occurring on these plots. So in these plots, you can see that the organic nitrogen rate started off higher. This was, just to clarify, we started this in 2013, so you're seeing about a year and a half into the study. During this 2015 year, we didn't apply any biosolids, so this is kind of a residual year and just seeing how the turf grass and soil responds to not applying any biosolids. So the organic rate is much higher than the inorganic fertilizer, and the P rate is kind of in between a little bit. So we can see that adding some biosolids does affect the NDVI response, but it's not as good as if you can apply it at the organic nitrogen rate. The biomass yield for this year, 2015 through 2016 of June's, this is now, there was no water interaction, So we were able to combine them together, and we saw that, once again, the organic nitrogen rate was significantly higher than both the P rate and the inorganic fertilizer. And then the bulk density, previous to in June 2016 when we started applying biosolids again, so this is about 2.5 years of establishment, we have that the inorganic fertilizer has a bulk density of about 1.2, and the P rate is not much lower. It's about a 1.17. And then you can look at, with increasing organic matter that we had in the N rates, we saw that 1.09 for the dewatered biosolids, as well as a 1.03 for the nitrogen sand sawdust, and a 0.89 for Spotsylvania compost. The NRCS states that less than 1.1 is ideal for plant growth in a clay soil. So this could be some reasons that I'll state in my conclusions. In the 2016 post-application that we did in June of 2016, we saw that they all responded like you would expect, that with nitrogen just all of a sudden coming into the system, we got a nice spike at the beginning of June. Over time, we saw that we had a decrease in the inorganic and P rates, but the nitrogen rate kind of held steady. And then at that last spike that we have, we applied again in late September, so we got a nice additional spike going into the fall and to supply for the nitrogen coming next year. So the treatments, we also saw that inorganics irrigated, you do better with irrigation than non-irrigation for most treatments. There was one slight difference where they were kind of similar, but there was no significant difference there. Post-application of the biomass yield, once again, we saw that it kind of follows a similar pattern, that with the nitrogen rate, we can increase biomass yield, and the P rate will do better than the inorganic, and the inorganic is kind of struggling at that bottom there. This goes, I didn't present this data, but with visual quality ratings, the inorganic amendments just aren't competing as well as all of the organic amendments. So the conclusions that I have was that we saw that with increasing biosolids application, we have a better plant response as well as reduced bulk density. And that even with the low biosolids, it still performs better than inorganic amendments. So this is important if the P rate is essential in state or federal regulations, if we can only apply at a phosphorus level. So that's where it's important to just think about, well, can we, if we can only apply at the P rate, that's still better than the inorganic rate. And I'd like to open it up for any discussion if we have it. So yes, we supplemented with K and P as well for all the plots.
So your total NPK from all of our source were balanced throughout the year?
Yes, we supplemented it for based on soil testing, and we applied at the rate that they need. Yeah, I just remembered it.
Yep.
So the question was, if I heard everything correctly, was questioning about the difference in the peaks and with the.
Well, the rate and how the rates, the peaks, and how but the big picture message. Mm-hmm. There be on that, but what's your reason that the inorganic lags so far behind?
Yep.
Or what's the hidden, okay. Factor benefit?
Big picture of why the inorganic didn't do as well as the organic amendments. And that's where we have further testing as well going on, but I suspect that with the bulk density, we're seeing increased organic matter that's creating a better environment for the turf grass itself to grow. They're all being applied at the same, they all get the same nutrients, so it really looks like it could be possibly the added organic matter and decreased bulk density is soil physical parameters that improve the turf grass response.
And I saw you had physical, you indicated you had measured bulk density.
Yes. So the bulk density of the inorganic fertilizer was a 1.2, and compared to, if you go to Spotsylvania compost, it was a 0.89. The nitrogen rate at the sand sawdust was 1.03. And that's why I highlighted that the NRCS states with a clay soil of a 1.1 is ideal for plant growth. So with the higher bulk densities in the inorganic and the P rates, that could be why that they're kind of lagging behind. Yes. So the irrigation that we're doing is mainly split just during the summer. The springtime and the fall time, they're all irrigated at the same rate based on evapotranspiration. And then during the summertime, the split plots gets 0% and 80% evapotranspiration based on whatever the randomized block is.
So you don't have moisture.
Questions of the moisture release curve, if I have them, that will be done at the end of the study. I'm trying to avoid completely destructively harvesting these sites because they're small and I don't want to take up a lot of the sampling. Anything else?
So you might spend a little time providing some of the justification for the kinds of biosolids amendments and what they actually are, how they were formulated?
Sure. So the dewatered bloom that we're using now is a product from, as well as the nitrogen rate, sand sawdust, and P rate, is a product created by DC water. And the bloom is just a really nice dewatered, dried, air-dried product, whereas the sand sawdust is a 2-to-1-to-1 biosolid sand sawdust on a wet basis product that they created these hopefully for improvement on applicability to turf grass systems. And the Spotsylvania compost is biosolids and class B biosolids that was later through drying and whatnot with compost, woody fines, was created to a class A product. Yes. So the project was started in 2013. That initial application was incorporated into the soil, and now we're just top dressing it. The soil depth was 10 centimeters for initial incorporation.
Thank you,
everyone.